The need for the training of more urologists to manage epilepsy patients has been advocated. The executive director of Basic Needs Ghana, an epilepsy and mental ailment focused NGO, Peter Yaru, told TechKitchen on the occasion of World Epilepsy Day that it's unfortunate that general medical practitioners most often turn epilepsy patients over to mental health authorities.
It is not right that persons with epilepsy should be asked to go to psychiatry units for service. Every general practitioner or general physician should be able to manage somebody who presents in their consulting room with epilepsy by giving them the appropriate prescriptions for controlling their seizures. So the situation where you go and a medical officer pushes a person with epilepsy to a psychiatry unit for a psychiatry nurse to manage, even though you are a fully trained medical officer, is wrong and should not continue. The second one is that families should ensure that people who have epilepsy are given the needed support to access services and the needed living conditions where, in case they suffer seizure, they don't suffer serious accidents relating to their head or various parts of their body, such that you see them with various cuts on their faces, injuries here and there. So that means, should they see somebody about to suffer a seizure, help the person lie down quietly, give them the needed first aid, helping them in a way that they don't injure themselves. Thirdly, for all of us to give persons with epilepsy a chance. I can tell you in the course of my work, I've encountered people who are lawyers, who are bankers, who are business people, who say they have epilepsy. But because they have accepted their condition, they are getting proper treatment, they are going for their medicine, they live positively. And that is what I would say the steps should be. And government should invest more in persons to train in neurology and the rest.
Executive